Inflammation in the gut is probably one of the most irritating conditions one can have. It makes for a lot of trouble and can really be a test of patience. However, with some quick remedies and lifestyle changes, things can change for the better. If you are one of them, then you too should follow this blog and pick up on these tricks. Ready? Let's take a look. 1. Eating a lot of green veggies and whole food. Green and whole food are great for our GI tract, and every GI specialist North Carolina will recommend you to include it in your diet. They are good for your gut health and neutralize any sort of acidity that might be causing the chronic or persistent inflammation. The best way to do it is to add some salad to your big meals, and that way you can cure your inflammation and reduce your calorie intake with nutrition-dense food. 2. Some spiced milk can help. If you are looking for an instant holistic remedy, then adding green cardamom, ginger root, and turmeric to milk, boiling for a few minutes, straining and then serving will be a great option. It will likely balance your gut and suppress the inflammatory response over time. Spiced milk is also pretty tasty, so unless you are lactose intolerant, there is no need for you to skip this one. 3. Quit the fast food. Fighting gut inflammation becomes easier if you quit fast food, and that is something you need to commit to. The oil, spices, and refined carbs are only going to add to the entire gut situation, and that is something you must avoid. Eventually, it is the unhealthy lifestyle that causes inflammation, and you should definitely let it go. These are the 3 tips for you to relieve yourself from the chronic discomfort for inflammation. It might be common, but research suggests that most of the gut diseases that have a high fatality rate are related to this condition. Therefore, if you are looking to make some changes and set off for a better life, then it would make sense for you to get an appointment with a GI specialist done. Also, if you have inflammatory symptoms, try and stay away from antibiotics, since that is going to affect your whole system, and even the good bacteria that are a part of your gut microbiome will suffer. Keep these things in mind and you should be good to go.